Ireland, and he's here today. And it's by a miracle, financially, that he's here again today. It's a miracle, I believe, he's 80 years old, that he's still running for God and able to continue to pour out into people's lives. So would you welcome with me Keith Gerner and receive the truth of God's word. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. You're here. Amen. I'm excited. Praise God. And I'd like to say that my good wife, Elsie, is with me. We married 50 years ago. She had a word from God, give me a man that we may fight together. And we've been doing just that. A miracle. She had a word that her macular degeneration was going to be healed. And what is happening now, thank God for medicine, but they cannot guarantee anything other than blindness. She is now reading down the chart to the very last letters. God is beginning to move. Do you believe God can heal? Okay, guys, I've had four visions. Somebody with weakness, pain in their joints, somebody with a growth like polyps or something, somebody with a problem folding up and opening up their body, and somebody with a constriction in their body. Would you like to come to the front right now? Amen? Folks, I believe this with all my heart, the God that healed my wife is able to touch. Amen? Now, what is your problem, sir?
Diabetes. My legs are not well. My hips are not well.
Do you have pain?
Occasionally.
Where do you have that pain?
In my legs.
Where?
In my calves.
In your calves. Gary, would
Still.
You just put... Okay, I'm going to ask my helper Gary here. If you put your finger on the calves, tell me, sir, when is God going to heal those calves?
Right now.
Okay. Right now, I take authority on that finished work of Jesus by his stripes. Heal! In Jesus' name. Command right now these cars be moved upon and the Lord begin to bless. I've seen all problems with diabetes. You need to watch what you're eating, sir. I've seen almost a belt, a constriction on what you should be eating. And this, I believe, is a condition for ongoing healing and health. Amen? Now, would you move up your legs? Move them up and down? Do you feel any pain?
You feel the pain?
No.
It's gone.
Right. Okay, guys. Amen. And would you guys sit down? I haven't time just to do that whole thing, but I will. Because Jesus, amen, preached the word first, and then the healings followed. Right? So I've got a projector here, and hopefully my projectionist has got Christ is the answer. I've been listening carefully to what God's been saying this morning, and I feel for many of you, there is a need to know the end to loneliness. Amen? To need the love of Jesus Christ. And we're going to have a scripture, John 4, verse 1 to 42. Amen? Isn't it exciting? That fear can be cast out by perfect love. There's a guy here, and you've got all my notices. Would you pass them around right now while folks are finding the scripture? We have a conference at Casa Welland in October where Catholics and Protestants are going to break bread. Amen? 35 years. Anybody heard the chorus, "These are the days of Elijah"? Amen? Now that was at our conference. And at the back of the hall, we have a tape table. It's right through the hall there. And you can take brochures for this special conference. Also, we have been coming to America, and I have a vision, as Mike said, which I got in Hawaii, praise God, that the army of God is going to march. So in the year 2000, I've been actually coming to Yakima for 37 years. I am just really 80 years old, but like Joshua, I'm standing on the promised land. Amen? I'm believing God over 35 years. And this new day is the key book I brought with me to show you who you are in Jesus. Do you know, folks, a flea is so powerful, he can jump 15 feet. But if you put him in a matchbox, he hits his head a couple of times. Oh, oh. And he thinks he can only jump 2 inches. And you've been so hurt, so destroyed in the past, Christ needs to give you an answer who you are in reality. And that's what we're going to be dealing with in this book. Also, I've got some books with me on spirit warfare. We'll be talking about this, as you see the program, do you? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday at Le Chateau. And I'm going to introduce that at this seniors meeting at lunch today. Then, in divine healing, let me say, we took a town in Newry where a blind girl came, and into the meeting there came terrorists. You know what? IRA is not retirement in Ireland. That's terrorists. These guys had guns, and what happened is what happened just now. I saw a vision from God. We had a guy like Gary that's with me that gets visions, and oil appeared on his hand. That blind eye was opened. I did not die. I was not killed, because even the terrorists respect the power of God. What we need in America may not be so much talk. We need demonstration of the spirit and the power, such as we've just given this morning. Amen? 120 were saved, and there were now 2 Pentecostal churches through healing. It's a great, great gift. But please, you notice, it's not just in the word, it's in how you respond. That brother this morning began to respond. Amen? And as he moved, he was healed. Praise God. So you'll find, folks, the Son can do nothing except what he sees the Father do. I don't pray for everybody. But we have seen over 35 years in the valley, every healing I've had has lasted. Because it's God who is the healer. Divine healing. It's not me. And I believe this. Like my wife, you can go to the doctor, and the doctor will confirm your healing is real. If you come with me, though, I want to go to John chapter 4. And I'm not going to read the whole verse. I hope you've got a Bible or you brought a Bible with you. And if you haven't, you probably got it on your iPad or iPod or whatever it is. Oh, and they're trying to ring me up and close me down. So we'll have to stop that right away. I was saved when I was 12, and I know the word fairly well. And I'm telling everybody, when they read the word, you need to look for 3 things. You need to look for a promise, amen, an instruction, amen, and a command. This is how you confuse an Irishman. Show him 3 shovels and say, take your pick. Amen? So remember that. Promise, instruction, command, pick. So the first thing, and I believe this is important, if you come to my website, avmworld.co.uk, you will find, very frankly, that everything I teach is on the Word of God. And the neat thing about a website, you don't have to pay for it. Praise God. And so here, I want to go on to the second series here, because people have said, it's okay if you were in Ireland, the grass is greener on the other side. And so the person handling the projection, if you just go now to the second slide, people say if I wasn't in Yakima, if I was away, that there would be a difference. And a guy actually said to me, a prophet is without honor in his own country. Now, Jesus was not in his own country. He was not in Nazareth. He was going down to Jerusalem. And I have a map which shows you do not bury the problem. Between the north there in Galilee, you see the Red Sea, and you see Jerusalem. Amen? To get between the two, you have to go through Samaria. Amen? Now, Samaria is a country. It's not a fat lady, a woman of some area. Amen? No, this is a whole race. And in Ireland, we have two countries, the north of Ireland, which is very Protestant, very Catholic, Bible-loving. And in the south, we have a second race, which is native Irish, very Catholic. They were not allowed to read the Bible until 1970. We had an outpouring of the Spirit when God began to speak to the Pope. He asked God's forgiveness for what he'd done on Protestants. And you know what? We have thousands of Catholics begin to speak in tongues. Now, that's powerful. Amen? I went into a meeting, and 200 Catholics spoke in tongues as they received Jesus Christ. And then I went back, and I said, well, I'm a teacher. I want to sort of answer your problems. Maybe you need to bury them. Now, Jesus didn't bury the problem. All the other Jews, they didn't go through Samaria. They kind of skirted around Samaria and got to Jerusalem around the side. But I said, listen, you have a problem because I believe you do not know the scripture. But you can know the power of God. And the guy put up his hand, it's Paddy. Now, I'm from England. I'm like St. Patrick. I got kidnapped out of England. But Paddy, he was native Irish. Ah, glory to God. He said, I tell you what. I had a little word in my language, and the woman with the wheelchair, there's going to be a healing. The man with the baby's going to be healed. I've had 14 visions. I said, Paddy, we've just changed the meeting. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to speak. You're going to heal the sick. And folks, every one of the 14 were healed. The bigger the speaker, the bigger the mess when the speaker goes. Why? Because nobody else thinks they're anointed. I have seen Murillo come here and a woman walk out of the stadium without cancer. Divorce with his wife. He can't come back. I have seen 3,000 souls saved in the Sundrome. There weren't enough counselors. They were born again. And there have been many of them lost. I have seen great speakers, and thank God for them in this valley. But the answer is not in speakers. The answer is in Ephesians 4, apostles that raise up the body of Jesus Christ. So why did Gary come out with me? Because he works in an auto body shop. Because he had a vision when we had a conference together, and he's never ceased. But on Tuesdays, he gets visions every Tuesday in the auto body shop. This is the day of the army of God. Okay. And this, if you come with me to chapter 4, verse 10, when Jesus is hungry and thirsty, and he's going to meet in this Samaritan woman, he's going to meet a real enemy. Do you know, a Jew prays, thank God, I'm not a Samaritan. He looked down on them. And I think in this area, is there some sort of feeling between whites and maybe Mexicans? I don't know. But in Ireland, it's really strong between Protestants and Catholics. It's a social thing. And a lot of people say, well, I have a situation where I wish I was born somewhere else. I wish I had a background which was totally different. But folks, and I believe this with all my heart, this is the day when God is not going to glorify flesh. He's going to glorify the Holy Ghost. He's going to take hold of people like myself with a name that had to be changed because of a split in my family. And he's going to use them because no flesh is going to glory. He's going to use nobodies and make them somebodies. Praise God. Your very lack of background can make you real for God. It depends how thirsty you are. People don't want to see you anyway. They want to see Jesus. Amen? I got news. Amen? You find in this particular story, this Samaritan woman had an opportunity because she had a problem, and because of the problem of thirst, she went to that well alone. Nobody wanted her. If you'd been married 15 times, I guess you have a reputation. And I guess maybe some of you guys here have got a reputation in the past, right? But Jesus wanted her. Now, I'm 80. I've been in 5 revivals. And this I have learned, never give up thirsty. Never have destination disease. I've got it all. God is always doing something new. Amen? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, what? After righteousness, for they shall be. The enemies of the last revival are those that had God in a box. And they've got it all figured out. This is the way God is going to work. You'll find with me, I had to interrupt the church service. Amen? Interrupt all that we're used to. Because my security is not in a box. Folks, we gave away our money, okay? When we were married, God said, marry, and we trusted God for our marriage. Only God knows the future. That makes sense. And when we gave away our money, we had to get some meat, and we dropped a quarter, and we got the quarter left, and we went to the butcher, would you give us some meat? And he put a kilo of ground beef. Hey, are you a Christian? No. Don't have any time for that. But I don't like wasting meat. That butcher kept us from starving when we lived in Scotland. And when we left, the whole of his family came to Jesus Christ. God is no man's debtor. And then we ran out of money and we needed to find a problem with the gas because we would drop the money in the meter and the gas would flow. So we put our last coin in the meter, and it went on for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 days. And I got worried. Folks, I'm not a man of great faith, but I'm a man with a great God who's bigger than my faith. And you know what happened? I sent for the gas inspector. He examined the meter. There's nothing wrong with the meter, but if this miracle continues, the Scottish gas board will go bankrupt. People have said, I'm worried about America. I'm not. If you trust and know the Lord, the God that took 5 million Israels and kept them in the wilderness for 40 years can manage everything that you're going to need. I'm talking after 50 years. I've never starved. We have been low. And at our conference in Castle Wellen, we needed to find $6,000 from 80 people. And God gave us $6,600. That was a tithe as well, because we tithe. Amen? I'm talking about a God that's real, ongoing, for 50 years. Amen? What does it say? Seek first the kingdom of God and His, and all these things will be added. So we had to find $6,000 for this trip. Money is paid, and thank God, God has brought us here to you guys. But I want to say something else. If you come with me to Numbers 14 and verse 22, in this passage, Jesus had nothing except dealing with a foreign lady. There was no way that the disciples would bother. They'd all rushed off to get food. He was alone with a strange woman in a strange land. And folks, when you come to the promises of God, you'll find, and this is Numbers 14:22, you send a spy in the land, right? 12 spies, right? And they came back, and what did they say? It is a wonderful land. God has supplied all these grapes, but there are giants in the land. Now, folks, my Bible says 2 of them said God is bigger than the giants. Amen? And only those 2 survived. 40 years ago, we had this charismatic outpouring where the whole of Ireland was changed. And then a committee came and said, we don't need God, we'll run it by committee. The revival stopped dead in 1 year. Somebody said to Lindenberg, if you want to fly to Ireland, it's a miracle, you've flown right across. He said, it's not a miracle. It would be a miracle if we had a committee behind me. Folks, you may have to stand alone. But like Joshua and Caleb, at the age of 80, I'm expecting God to move again. Amen? despite past failure, despite everything that's good. It's not the grass is greener on the other side. It's where the grass is watered. Amen? You don't need to change outside. You need to change inside. Get rid of that fear, and that perfect love of God will cast out all fear. My father was killed by a bomb. God became my heavenly father. Amen? And so here, folks, if you come to the next, I'd like to just share this with you. Here, many people have not seen how positive Jesus is. In John 3, I read that John the Baptist had a great ministry going. But Jesus did not go where John the Baptist was preaching. What was the difference, folks, between John the Baptist and Jesus? What was the difference in their preaching? Anybody know? What does it say in John 10? John did no miracle. I thank God for gospel preachers. But without healing and miracles, you're still with John the Baptist, right? Acts 19. Jesus did not take somebody else's ministry and show off his superiority. And if God is going to come into this valley, it's going to be a joint thing. It's not going to be in competition. It's going to be cooperation. Avoid a problem. Yakima is the only town that I know of where at one time you got rid of Sunday meetings and everybody met as a Christian. Didn't you know last year, a guy from Texas says, hey, sure great in Yakima. The Christians speak well of each other. Unusual in the States. Amen? We are not building our kingdom. We're building the kingdom of God. We're not building four-square denomination. God sees whole cities. Jesus is coming back that we might reign in power. The only division in the New Testament was geography. Amen? We've got to get back to the New Testament revelation, for when Jesus comes, we're going to reign. Amen? In fact, I believe this, and I believe it with all my heart. If you see here in John 4, verse 4, Jesus had to go through Samaria. When you're led by the Spirit, it brings peace and joy. Amen? It brings real blessing. And Jesus, as I said, didn't go with tradition where the Jews avoided this route. He didn't go with popular, real opinion of the Samaritans. Because with him, he had overcome all the human problems. I tell you, the problem is stinking thinking. We got so much fear that we allow the fear to dominate our lives. Folks, believe me, temptation is not sin. Amen? You can conquer every temptation. If you don't believe me, look at 1 Corinthians 10:13. Every trial God has given, he will make a way out. Temptation is like a bird. I don't know if you've got automobiles. You guys got automobiles? Most people have over here. We don't in Ireland. And sometimes a bird puts a deposit on your automobile. Is that right? Now, what do? Do you let it stay there? Gary, I think, would tell me this, that it would rust the paint. So I wipe it off. Temptation, thought, is not sin. But when you yield and leave it there, it is. Amen? I told the farmers in the west of Ireland that the fact that you have thoughts come into your mind does not give you a filthy mind. It's dropped in by Satan. Don't welcome it. Your mind is the mind of Jesus. We have the mind of Christ. He was tempted. Amen? But he never sinned. One of the farmers says, oh, glory to God. I'm glad that birds may drop deposits, and thank God cows don't fly. Folks, I believe with all my heart that having temptation was common to Jesus. And so the problem begins where often in the past we have inherited tradition. The Samaritans had a tradition. And tradition of men can be a massive, great problem to God. I think, folks, that we've got to get to know God firsthand. You see, for many of us, they say, well, our pastor or our leader or our teacher will be there. Now, that's great. And I thank God for maturity. But we've got to find out God firsthand. Now, you can know all about God being there. And you can have a great teacher. And thank God, that's my job. I'm a teacher. But we had a Catholic boy called Jim. And he came along. And he saw how God heals. And I came to a meeting and I said, listen, Jim, there's 40 people. You pay for 20 and I pay for 20. Oh, really? Yeah, I said, now. So he went up to the first gal. Hey, do you believe God can heal you? Well, I hope so. I've only got 3 months to live. Cancer. And Jim says, oh, Lord. You might have made it easier. But he said, I tell you what, if Keith is here, we'll put it on back to him. So, okay, he had respect for the fact that you had a teacher and a mentor who was doing the job, not just filling your head. I can fill your head if you go to my website, audiochristian.com. There's a woman sent me $200 yesterday because she downloaded from the website and got in Arkansas completely healed of all her witchcraft and is now moving on in the power of God. Amen? So Jim went up to this gal. He said, I tell you what, I believe God can heal you. Oh, she said, now? He said, now. And with that, stretched out a hand, and she hit the deck. When she got up, there was no cancer left in her body. And Jim said the rest of the 39 were easy. So, folks, it's not enough to have the knowledge. How much experience have you had? I've got a degree from Oxford University. I know Greek and I know Hebrew and I studied history. I have BA at Oxford, born again. I got MA, marvelously altered, and an honors degree. And I have written books, as you see. But it is not that way that you enter into ministry. There has to be something more. And this is where I would say that you need to know the history of the background. But now, in verse 27, the Lord is bringing a challenge. This is your day. Amen? Thank God for Smith Wigglesworth. Thank God for the ministry into which I'm ordained, where divine healing came down. But I want to go on to the next slide here, because I tell you what, you've got to admit your problem and your hurt. When you were a child, just keep that last one, would you please? Were you misunderstood? Was Jesus misunderstood? Did he tell his parents, why did you seek me? Be about Father's business? Only one of his brothers possibly believed in him, and that was James after he rose from the dead. Do you say, wait, is Jesus understand me? Has he ever been left alone? On the cross, everyone deserted him. But I'm not alone, said Jesus. I have the Father, but he knows how it feels to be rejected. When the committee came and said, we're throwing you off, we're going to run the show, God said, you're entering into the sufferings of Jesus. Everybody wants the glory. Not too many are prepared to enter the suffering. But unless you drink the cup, you cannot have the kingdom. I tell you what, in Luke 2, verse 48, Jesus was misunderstood. And people say to me in Ireland, who do you think you are? Your head is away. And they point to my head. I say, yes, my head is away, but he's coming back. Amen. I am not mad. Amen. I am not eccentric. I have a center in Jesus. But I'm a fisherman. And when you go for fish, you don't go for the fish that are going with the stream. You go the guys that are swimming up. And when you begin to leave what other people are thinking and get what God is thinking, you've got life. Amen? In Luke 4, 32 to 34, the disciples came back and they found him talking to this very questionable woman. Very questionable woman. And come to the next slide, would you please? It says here, many people, when they tackle their problem, go for the human answer. When this woman had these men, what was she looking for? What was she looking for? Love. Isn't that what God's speaking to us about this morning? Did any of the men satisfy? It sure didn't. And how many have you tried looking for love? Amen. How many marriages, how many relationships have you entered into with that human desire? And I'm going to tell you something, you've been disappointed. Right? Unless, like my wife, you've got a man, then we can fight together. Amen? You need to realize there is a real solution here. In Scripture, you have got the first answer. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This is what Jesus said to her in verse 22. The river that is in you shall be water or well, speaky, springing up. I went to a guy and I said to him, hey, what happened? He said, I was baptized in the Spirit, saved, and spoke in tongues. I said, well, when was that? He said, 50 years ago. 50 years ago? He said to his wife, would you go up and get my testimony? It's written out. She came back, she said, sorry, Joe, the mice ate the testimony last night. I don't believe, folks, just what you knew is important. It's what you know today. The ringing, or springing, meeking in tongues, power of God, is an ongoing experience. Heaven, there is something fresh every day. It's never boring. Amen? Because God is a creator. I tell you, secondly, in verse 23 to 24, she said, I've got a religious problem. You Jews worship in Jerusalem, we worship in Samaria. And when God talks about the sin in your life, you bring up another problem. Right? You bring up another problem, not my church. What's your doctrine? Folks, I went down to the ministers recently, and they said there is a problem between your lips and your work. Lip labor, they called it. Amen? Have you heard that? Do you know what Jesus said? Those that worship me, it's not Jews or Gentiles, must worship me in spirit, what? And in? Amen? It is what you are, how you live. And my credentials is not that I've raised the dead. We've seen two dead raised. And when we went to a recent revival with Brother Todd Bentley, 36 have been raised from the dead. Amen? There's a guy in Belfast with brain damage walking around 15 minutes. He was dead and has got no trouble. God is raising the dead. I've only seen two dead raised. But there's a new outpouring. Praise God. That does not vindicate my ministry. My ministry is due to the fact when I got saved and gave my heart to Jesus and God joined Elsie and I, all our kids are walking in God. All their wives are walking in God. All our grandchildren are walking in God. My son said, what you see on the platform with Dad is what you get in the home. Amen? A man's ministry depends upon able to rule his own home. Isn't that 1 Timothy 3:7? That's your credential. And I tell you what, when I was in this city 20 years ago, a prophet said to me, you're going to have a grandchild that is going to see the return of Jesus Christ. You're going to be used of God. I said, my daughter hasn't any idea of having children at all. He said, when the child arrives, tell her the destiny. That kid is now baptized in water as an adult in Loch Ness in Scotland. Amen? Folks, she didn't see the monster, but the prophecy was fulfilled. 1948, what happened? Something never happened before in human history. A nation was born in a day. You and I may see Jesus Christ. Do you realize? We're in the last generation, as a prophet told me right here in Yakima. 1967, three-day war. The Arab pilots said we understood the Jews, we didn't understand the angels that flew with them. Amen? We're in the last of the last days. Oh, but Brother Keith, we're all going to be raptured out. We're not going to have any problem. That was invented in 1830. It's not true. Never in the Bible. In my Greek Bible, Hothlipsis, Homegas, there's only two references. Tribulation shortened for the elect's sake. We're going through it. Who are those who came out of the great tribulation? Revelation 4:7. Those who washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb. Folks, like Jesus, I don't avoid trouble. I go through it. And it says, in the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. There are not two revelations of Jesus. There's only one. Amen? But he's looking for a crowd that are overcomers so that can rule the world for 1,000 years. You're not just saved, folks, to get to heaven. You're saved to bring heaven down to here. Amen? Do you pray the prayer? Thy kingdom come, amen? Thy will be done on earth, is that right? As it is in heaven? Praise God. I want to go on to the next and final slide here because I believe this is very important. The challenge that God's given you. In verse 29, the woman says, I'm looking for Jesus. I'm looking for the Messiah. Do you know what Jesus said? I'm here. Amen? That's the only time I know. And to this sinful woman, he said, don't put it off. You've got to make a decision now. Right? With Lazarus, Jesus loved him, but he didn't raise him from the dead. He waited 4 days. He went, Martha says, if you'd been here in the old day, would have been okay. And in the last day, my brother is going to rise. And Jesus says, I am the resurrection. John 11. Roll away the stone. When you begin to see what happened, the stone got rolled away. Lazarus floated up 37 steps. Amen? There's a timing. Do you know what Jesus said? Loose him and let him go. You need to go to a church where they loose you. Because you're saved, you've got eternal life, but the old bondages need to go. You need to go into a church where you're so much loved that it becomes your family. Thank God we're in a church like this. Amen. I tell you something else. So often when you try to solve the problem and bring in other men and other relationships, Proverbs 14:12 says it's going to lead to disaster. Man came and said, I'm coming to your church. It's the perfect church. I said, it won't be when you join it. Why did you leave the last one? Oh, he said, the pastor wasn't spiritual. So I rang the pastor. Did what he told me? They lent him $500. And he changed churches so that he wouldn't have to repay them. He went from church to church, marriage to marriage, so he got as much as he could and gave in nothing. I said, Eddie, you can join our church, but there is an entrance fee. $500. Solve the old problem. And Eddie laughed. And we gave him a meter so he could pay his electric bills. Because he thought, well, I'll just sponge on the churches. And then his wife died. She could breathe in. She couldn't breathe out. And the church, and join a church like this, knew how to pray, knew how to fast. Amen? And we watched, and in the hospital, her pressure went from zero, and it began to move. She came back to life and has since had a baby. I said, what about the $500? Best money I ever spent. Amen? Don't go from church to church. Marriage to marriage, settle, move, and grow. I'll tell you something else. In Proverbs 13, verse 3, very often the way we talk is the way we curse ourselves. Oh, I'll never be any good. Oh, it never turns right for me. Folks, we've got to be positive in our confession. Amen? This is God's day. It's his day to be blessed. People say, well, this woman tried to put Christ away. No, Christ came and stayed in her home. And when he stayed, all the men heard her testimony, and they said, we heard about it, but now we've met him. He is the Son of God. You know, Jesus didn't come to Samaria just by chance. He came for that single woman. And if you're the only single person here with that desperate need to be loved, you're here in the will of God. if you felt rejected, if you felt all that this woman felt, you're looking for an anchor, you're looking for an answer. Jesus is here to meet your need. Oh, but you say it's the wrong time. Well, actually, it's not till Acts chapter 8 that the Holy Ghost hits Samaria. But the Lord can take a person outside his schedule. Amen? And I want to say this. When you say, my problem is not mine, somebody else caused the problem, you're going to be wandering forever because you can't change the somebody else. You can only change yourself. In my case, because my name was changed, the family was split, the first thing I did when I get saved was to go to the person we weren't talking to and say, forgive my attitude. Have you got Ephesians 4? What does it say? Let not the sun go down on your, neither give place to the devil. In other words, when you nourish their anger, it's like drinking poison and hoping your enemy will die. That just doesn't work. Forgive us our sins as we forgive. Amen. And do you know that lady said, you poor student, I'm giving you a new pair of shoes. Praise God. When she died, she left me enough money to buy our first house to raise the family. If you plant good in place of evil, God will restore good. Don't let the enemy rob you. Amen? And so here, we just go to the next final thing here that I want to just put up. I have an invitation to this conference. And the conference title, Jesus is Lord. For 35 years, where Catholics and Protestants have never mixed, they came to that conference and broke bread together. We have seen a nation healed. Doesn't God want to heal the nation of America? He said this very clearly. And I believe we're in the days when he wants to do it. And we can be part of that. Now, folks have said to me, well, Brother Keith, you've had a lot of people shot. And I remember the day when a politician was shot and his widow sat in our conference. The politician was shot by Catholic people. And a Catholic lady got up and she knelt down and she said, lady, I'm sorry that your husband was killed. I feel I want to apologize on behalf of every single Catholic that there would be that hatred in our land. Would you forgive me? Everybody cried. And the Holy Ghost came down. Amen? I don't know where the pressure is. I don't know where the points are in your family. But have you forgiven everybody? Everybody. If you haven't, then would you do that right now? Amen? We're going to bow our head and pray right now. Praise God. Is there somebody here and you're willing to forgive? Like Joseph forgave his brethren that tried to kill him. He became their savior. He became a deliverer. He came to preeminence. And God wants those who rule this world. If you're willing to let go and forgive, would you slip up a hand right now? Amen? If you're willing for Christ to forgive you. Amen? Father, right now, for every hand up raised, I ask your forgiveness, your answer. For like this woman, you'll use each hand raised to impact this community in Yakima, to impact this nation of USA. And Lord, above all, that in this coming week, we will see that miracle power. And Lord, that miracle power in each body will be greater even than the ministry I've had myself. I thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this night, to this very service, this very day. And Lord, you've brought us here that folk can be saved. We ask you move now in blessing in Jesus' name. Mike, I see I'm 10 past and that's not what I aimed at. But if anyone is sick, it says, call for the elders of the church, amen, and confess your sin. Is that right? James chapter 5, verse 14. And those I called out in the visions, if you're here and you came out, did you come out before? Amen. If you're willing to forgive, would you come out again? That's the weakness, the folding body joint, the growth of polyps, and constriction. Would you come right up? Amen? I promise you, I will pray with you. Amen? You see, what happened to the first guy got prayed for? Amen? Would you come right now then? Praise God. Thank you, Gary. Gary, are you getting any visions you want to share from God? I know that you're not just a cameraman. What have you got? Okay, just give it out.
There's people here today that have felt like they've done all they can do, and they want to take the next step in their life. And there's others that have felt like they've taken that next step, but they're hungry to want to go further. Both the second and third step people, there's a blessing for you today. There are those here that need to be released into their purposes. Nick, you're one of them. Zeke, you're the other one. Yes. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
There are wives here that want their husbands to take authority in the home. Don't raise your hand. but
you need to surrender, both two.
Yes, but God has got a blessing for you today because you're going to begin to allow Him. You're going to release Him today. And there's an anointing for the youth here today. And there are leaders here that this congregation need to loose those leaders to bless those kids. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Gary. You see what it is. It's not the one man. This is a cooperative effort. Amen. It's the army marching. Praise God. Now, I'm told that you guys up there are recording this, and you've got to fit it into 2.5 hours because I'm IT boy. So we'll not take it too long, but if any of those other people would like to come. Mike, would you join me? Could we pray for these guys? Amen. Now, you came up on my first call. Your first name?
Linda, but I came up with her.
And who is she?
Christina. I'm her niece.
Christina. Mm-hmm. And which of the visions do you think applied?
Well, kind of all of them. I have
of them?
I have systemic lupus, and I have like 10 other genetic diseases that are kind of...
Okay. Are you in pain?
Yes.
Where?
My joints, every joint in my
every
body.
Joint. Okay. Now, when is God going... When is God going to heal you?
When?
Now.
Okay, right. I'd like you to pray this time, mate.
Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, that, Lord, you are on your throne, God, and Holy Spirit, we just release your healing power in the name of Jesus and our sister. Lord, we know, God, that you are our healer, God, and that you have borne our infirmities, our diseases, and in Jesus' name we release the healing touch for this woman, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I feel the power of God here. Amen. You've been saved and born again, and you've spoken in tongues. Okay, would you just begin to speak in tongues right now? Praise the Lord. There's healing and power. Rabara shiara, tiyando kala shiko, lendura sidibanda, lakondo sikaro sidia. For behold, I will give thee victory and give thee strength, as thou dost move, for the Spirit that hath quickened thy body has also raised thy Savior from the dead. There is nothing that is too hard, even now, for thy God. Amen. Jesus. Praise God. Oh, I feel the anointing. Praise God. You feel that?
Hallelujah.
Amen. Do you feel it now? Just move around your legs and things. Pain anywhere? Amen.
Actually, no.
Okay, right. God bless you. Thank you for coming. Praise God. You've set the camera on, have you? I'd like to pray for this guy, Cameron, okay? What was your knee?
Arthritis.
Arthritis? Amen. And where is the arthritis?
Hands, feet, legs, knees,
okay.
Back.
And when is God going to heal you?
Today.
Okay, right? Amen. Pastor, would you pray? Call for the. Do you belong to this church?
Yes, I do.
You do.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, God, for your healing power, God, that's here now, Lord. We thank you, God, that signs and wonders, Lord, are to follow us who believe. And right now, God, we release, Lord, your healing power against this arthritis in Jesus' name. We thank you that today, as Ken confessed, Lord, is his healing. Lord, we thank you, God, that it is manifesting and is showing itself right now, Lord. The pain is going in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
I got a word too, yes.
You said that you have arthritis. Arthritis has you. And today we rebuke that in Jesus' name. Loose our brother now in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Ken, you've got a real fighting spirit. Amen? You fight the devil. And this God has given you words, and you have found every word has been fulfilled, right? You've got a security. Hey, now, begin to move. Amen? Begin to move in that word. Amen? Amen? Praise God. I've never met you before, but you're a real strong warrior. Amen? Amen? The camera running okay? Could we now pray for this girl? Amen? Now, Guy, did you have a reason? Do you have something for this girl?
No, I just, it's her turn.
Yes, okay, right. Now, did you feel any of the visions I had was for you?
I felt the Lord speaking to me.
And what was he saying?
I need to let my husband be the authority in our home.
You need to let your husband be the boss. Okay. Okay. Right? Okay. Mike, she belong to your church?
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. God, we know, Lord, that you, God, are the God of our homes. Lord, you are the leader. God, you are the head. God, but you've called, Lord, us as men, God, to be priests of our home. And Lord, we pray right now your order, God, into this household. God, we pray, Lord, that there would be, Lord, an establishment of the government and the kingdom of God in its order in this home now, in Jesus' name. We just release this woman now from the burden, God, of carrying, God, and we thank you, Lord, that you're establishing, Lord, this house, Lord, God, for your glory, God, that things will operate, God, as you've designed them to operate. Thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against this home is going to prosper, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God.
Now, sister, part of the problem has been your husband has not taken the authority. Amen? And you've had to step in, is that right? You've had to make decisions. Now, you still have a right to have an opinion. Now, she would have her opinion, she'd tell me what she sees. Because often the wife sees a lot more than the men do. Amen? But a man must make a decision, and he must be given that authority. So although you can express your opinion, the decision must be left to him. Now, this is your husband, is it? Okay, your name, sir? Jim, are you?
Tim.
Jim. Are you baptized in the Spirit?
Yes, I am.
You are, okay? You're prepared to take on this role?
Yes.
Be led of God.
Yes.
Amen? But prepared to listen to your wife, amen?
Amen.
And at the same time, prepared to be responsible for the decisions you make.
Amen.
Okay? Amen? 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 Do you have kids, children?
Yes.
How many?
A lot.
How many? Nine?
We have, right now at the house, we have five.
Five?
Five at the house. And we have, this is our second marriage. We have 10 altogether.
Okay, right. Would you like, we pray for your family? All of them? Some of them not know the Lord, maybe?
A few children.
Yes, okay. Well, now, it's most important that the husband be head of the home, because they will start homes and will work out a pattern from what they have seen with you. Amen? This is so important. Father, I'm now praying that these children all be saved. And that, Lord, you give them a pattern as this couple move forward, that there shall be no sin or enemy coming in, but that this whole family shall come into you. Lord, you said in your word, I'll pour water, Isaiah 44:3, on him that is thirsty, floods upon the dry ground, and blessing upon the offspring. Let the blessing for this family, and keep back the enemy and any evil effect from what they have seen in the past. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jim, for coming. Thank you, Elise. Amen. Are you coming for prayer? Anybody else? Okay. Well, I think it wraps it up until the seniors have their lunch, and then we'll have another go.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Keith. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, God, for a demonstration, Lord, of what you want to do in this day. God, I pray, Lord, that we would just not be observers, Lord, but, God, we would be participators, Lord, in what you're doing in this day. God, I pray right now, God, that every believer that's in this house, God, would be activated, God, into the life that you've called them to. Lord, we do not want to sit on the chair, God, and watch others, Lord, know you, God. We want to know you, Lord, and we want to do what you've called us to do, Lord, as families, as believers, Lord. So, God, we thank you for this example today, Lord, of faith. We ask you to bless our brother, God. Bless him as he continues to share your word, God, in the rest of the Yakima Valley, Lord. And we just thank you for this day, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to,
Sorry, I forgot about the books. They're at the back right now. And right. Somebody look after the money and whatever at the books. So
okay.
Left them.
Okay. So I just want to let you know that we have a seniors luncheon in just a few minutes after the service is done. and Keith will be sharing. And then also we have a nurseries meeting, nursery workers meeting, down in the nursery immediately following service. So God bless you all. Love you. Have a great day.